Hello everyone, I'm Laure. Welcome to the Antithèse Radio of Laure High School. Today we're welcoming Florian and Laurine to talk about Ireland in Brexit.
We're here to tell you about the disagreement between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. Indeed, in 2020, Great Britain left the European Union because they wanted to be independent.
How did they pass this reform? Laurine, do you want to tell us more?
Yes, of course. In 2016, they did a referendum through Great Britain in order to know if citizens prefer to remain or leave EU. The main regions that wanted to remain in the EU were and still are Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Yes, and we also know that most of Londoners wanted to remain in EU.
Oh, I can give you the statistics. 56% of Northern Ireland citizens and 62% of Scotland citizens wanted to remain in the EU, as much as 60% of Londoners. At the end, we distinguished that 52% of Britain's citizens wanted to leave and the Brexit was voted.
There were always tensions in Great Britain, but since the Brexit, it's growing. Citizens of Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland wanted to become a unified country, but Brexit re-evaluated everything and the old disagreements came back.
Yeah, that's true. We know that Republic of Ireland is not a part of Great Britain, so they still have relations with European Union, while Northern Ireland faces the British rules and cannot be a part of the EU.
However, a lot of inhabitants of the two islands still work in the other parts of the country. If we can put it this way, so they have to face new issues at the border and the legislations are more and more complicated, mainly speaking of business, exports and taxes.
Indeed, the border between the two islands is also the border between Great Britain and EU. However, the Irish and UK governments, as well as EU representatives, have stated that they do not wish for a hard border in Ireland, taking into account the historical and social sensitivities that had happened on the island.
In October 2018, the UK and the EU negotiators found an agreement with the protocol by adding modifications. It resolved many of these issues by having Northern Ireland leave definitely the EU, but with a border between Ireland, that is to say, Ireland and Great Britain.
Thank you very much, Laurine and Florian, for being here with us today. You helped us a lot to understand what was going on between the two islands, European Union and Great Britain.
Thanks, Laure. Have a great day.
Thank you, Laure. Goodbye.